Section 2. Li Ming is an old grandfather. He lives in China with his family. He is at home with his grandchildren. He is telling a story. The story is about a tough task.
Many years ago, there was a student. He was not good at English. His grades were always bad, and his teacher was always angry with him. The student was walking home. He was not very happy.
"Where are you going?"
asked an old man.
"I am going home,"
said the boy.
"Why are you sad, my boy?"
"I am sad because my English is so bad. My teacher is always angry with me because my English grades are usually very bad,"
said the boy.
"I don't know how to improve my English."
"I can help you, my boy,"
said the old man.
"What do I have to do?"
asked the boy.
"You have to bring me 3 hairs from a tiger."
"How can I do this? The tiger will kill me."
"You have to find a way," said the old man.
"What did he do, Grandpa?"
"Where did he find a tiger, Grandpa?"
"Did the tiger kill him, Grandpa?"
"Did he kill the tiger, Grandpa?"
"All right, all right. I'm going to tell you." The boy went up into the mountains. He came to a tiger's cave. He looked inside. The tiger was big and very hungry. It roared loudly, so the boy ran away. That afternoon, the boy came back with some food for the tiger. He put it outside the cave and walked away. The tiger roared and came out to eat the food. The next day, the tiger was hungry and thirsty. So the boy gave it food to eat and water to drink. This time, the boy did not walk away. The boy went to feed the tiger every day. The tiger ate the food and drank the water. It did not roar at the boy. It was not angry. One day, the boy went to feed the tiger. The tiger was not happy because it was hurt. The boy saw a thorn in its foot. He helped the tiger and pulled the thorn out. The next day, the boy went to feed the tiger again. This time, the tiger ate from the boy's hand. As the tiger was eating, the boy pulled 3 hairs from its back. The tiger was not angry. The boy said,
"Thank you,"
and he ran home. He showed the three hairs to the old man.
What do I have to do with them now?
Asked the boy.
How did you get those tiger hairs?
Asked the old man.
I made friends with the tiger, little by little, step by step,
said the boy.
That is how you must learn English, little by little, step by step.
Who was that little boy, Grandpa?
Did you know him, Grandpa?
Was he your friend, Grandpa?
I am that little boy. After that, I was good at English, and I was a happy student.